With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspirational listening. Thanks for joining me. Praise is a natural human response to the abundance of gifts from our Creator that we experience in this life. So today's edition of With Heart and Voice will feature hymns and anthems expressing praise, along with bright and powerful organ music. Wonderful pieces by Benjamin Britten, Maurice Green, John Rutter, Seth Bingham, and others. We'll begin the program with thrilling music for organ, brass, and percussion. Praise the Lord with Drums and Cymbals does just that in this work by Siegfried Karg Ehlert, whose life straddled the turn of the 20th century. Organist Paul Rito is joined by members of the Dallas Wind Symphony, led by Frederick Fennell. Frederick Fennell led brass and percussion of the Dallas Wind Symphony as they joined organist Paul Rito in performing Praise the Lord with Drums and Cymbals by Siegfried Karg Ehlert. They were recorded using the spectacular organ at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas. Music of Benjamin Britten is next, as we hear his striking Te Deum in C. This is one of my favorite compositions by Britten. Not only is it a wonderfully expressive setting of that great hymn of praise, but it's also a perfect encapsulation of his compositional technique, demonstrating his great creativity using the simplest of musical materials. In this case, the opening section of the piece is entirely built on a C major triad. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys is led by Jerry Hancock in this recording. Michael Kleinschmidt accompanies.
Oh!
Te Deum in Si by Benjamin Britten. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys was directed by Jerry Hancock. Michael Kleinschmidt played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Little known to many of us, there was quite a flourishing musical culture in Mexico during the Baroque period, especially centered at the cathedral in Mexico City. This was primarily as a result of the Spanish and Roman Catholic influence there. Among the composers active at the time was Manuel de Zumaya, who composed our next selection. It's a piece extolling Mary, Queen of Heaven, and is written for two choirs with instrumental accompaniment. It's really quite extravagant and thrilling to hear. Celebren Publicen is performed by Chanticleer under the direction of Joseph Jennings.
Celeste, Celeste, Celeste.
Celebren Publican by Mexican Baroque composer Manuel de Zumaya was performed by Chanticleer. Joseph Jennings conducted. Fred Pratt Green was an early leader in the explosion of new hymn writing that began in the last half of the 20th century and in many ways continues today. Probably his best-known hymn text is When in Our Music God is Glorified, dating from 1972. It's commonly set to Stanford's grand hymn tune Engelberg, and we'll hear it in an arrangement by Jeremy Bankson. Brett Epperson leads the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. The choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska sang When in Our Music God is Glorified in an arrangement by Jeremy Bankson. Brett Epperson conducted. The girl choristers of Salisbury Cathedral sing next in a short work by Maurice Green, O Praise the Lord. It's actually extracted from a larger work, Praise the Lord, O My Soul, but makes a lovely standalone anthem for treble voices. David Halls directs with Daniel Cook at the organ.
Thank you.
O Praise the Lord by Maurice Greene was sung by the Girl Choristers of Salisbury Cathedral. David Halls directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Percy Whitlock died shortly before his 43rd birthday in 1946, but in his relatively short life composed a sizable body of music. Much of it was for organ or choir, influenced by his time as a chorister and later as assistant organist at Rochester Cathedral in Kent. Our next selection is a setting of a text by Francis Cox, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above. The choir of Rochester Cathedral is led by Roger Sayer. William Whitehead plays the organ. The choir of Rochester Cathedral sang music by Percy Whitlock. Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above was conducted by Roger Sayer, accompanied by William Whitehead. Seth Bingham was a prominent New York City organist through the first half of the 20th century, serving from 1913 to 1951 as organist and choirmaster of Madison Avenue Presbyterian Church. He was also a prolific composer, and we'll hear one of his most popular organ works next. Roulade is performed by Christopher Marks on the organ at First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Roulade by Seth Bingham. Christopher Marks played the Schoenstein organ of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Christopher Durnley served as organist at St. Paul's Cathedral in London from 1968 to 1990 and was responsible for many musical innovations there. His hymn tune Finian sets words by Michael Hewlett, a vicar from Devonshire. Sing to Him in Whom Creation is sung here by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. Hugh Williams plays the organ. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang the hymn Sing to Him in Whom Creation, with tune by Christopher Durnley. Malcolm Archer directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. An extravagant setting of Psalm 150 is next, composed by John Rutter for the Queen's Golden Jubilee service at St. Paul's Cathedral in 2002. Portions of the text in Latin are designated for a trio of trebles, originally situated high in the dome of St. Paul's, creating a wonderful effect. In this recording, we'll hear the St. Albans Cathedral Choir and Abbey Girls Choir, along with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, all conducted by Andrew Lucas. Psalm 150, as set by John Rutter. The St. Albans Cathedral Choir and Abbey Girls Choir were accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and organist Tom Winpenny. Andrew Lucas conducted. Ned Roram composed his lively anthem, Praise the Lord, O My Soul, in 1982, inspired by the energy and excitement he experienced on Nantucket Island. Jerry Hancock leads the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in this recording, accompanied by Judith Hancock. Praise the Lord, O My Soul, by Ned Roram, was sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys. Jerry Hancock directed. Ralph Vaughan Williams' iconic setting of Old Hundredth is next, as we hear the choir of King's College Cambridge sing All People That on Earth Do Dwell. Stephen Cleberry directs, and organist Benjamin Bale is joined by the Wallace Collection.
Thank you.
All People That on Earth Do Dwell, as arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Stephen Clebury led the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to hymns and anthems of praise. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We hope that you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.